It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Joy Chapman. Hey, Joy.
Hi, Cal.
I got a new tune called Could Have Been Yes. We'll talk about that in just a second, Joy. But first of all, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Joy Chapman, and I was born in Cloverdale, B.C., but I was raised on a farm in, actually in Coldstream in Vernon in the Okanagan, till I was about 16, and then moved back down here. So that's my country girl farm heritage.
good. Now, you're a Guinness World Record holder. We'll talk about that in just a second. But I want to talk about the new single you have out on country radio called Could Have Been Yes. Tell me about that song.
Well, Could Have Been Yes is kind of a situation I think a lot of girls have been in where, you know, you've seen a guy kind of watching you and you kind of think he likes you, but he never, ever comes over and says hi, or do you want to go out, or he just never gets that courage up to say anything. And so it kind of touches on that, but it's more, can be taken a lot deeper than just that kind of analogy, because it's actually to do with life. If we don't keep asking, and it's sort of like that salesman, you know, have to ask at so many doors and you might get a lot of no's, but eventually, you know, there's a yes. Yeah. And so I often said it's sort of like the hockey analogy, of course, with Canada. We have to mention hockey.
We do.
That 100% of the shots not taken don't make it in the net.
Yep.
So whenever we're going through life, we've got to keep asking. And with music, it's especially hard too, because you get a lot of rejections and a lot of people saying, you know, well, it's good, but, you know, not what we're looking for, or this and that. But I keep asking because you never know. It could have been yes.
That's right.
And so that's kind of the message with it. It's our little mantra, you know, right now whenever anything's going on. It's like, well, we'll just ask because you never know. Could have been yes. And so, yeah, so we have a lot of fun with that. And when we were doing the music video, gracious friend offered his 33-acre place on Hatsik Lake, and so these families that were there were at this place, and he usually has music parties there, but of course due to COVID hasn't been, and just starting to get up again. So we did the little music, and then the next week they're like, we can't get that song out of our head. You got to sing it again. And so they had a little band there. And so they kind of fluffed through, and then the week after I was back there to do some stuff, and they're like, you have to sing Could Have Been Yes. So, and all the girls are just yelling there, Could Have Been Yes, and they're just going for it. So it was pretty cool.
Nice,
yeah,
nice.
So that's kind of how I envisioned it.
Cool. Where did you record it?
It was recorded here in White Rock with some of our top BC musicians, Daryl Havers, and we had Tim Porter on guitar, and Gobi Cat on bass, and Ed Johnson on drums, and so a lot of the Brick House band and well-known players out here.
Nice, nice. Should we talk about the Guinness World Record that you've got?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do that. We can't stop this conversation without talking about that, right?
No. That always has to come up.
It does. Guinness World Record for the lowest female vocal note. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to reenact that, or you can if you want.
Yeah, that gets done almost every single interview.
Well, that's right.
And then I always go off the keyboard, because if you go on my TikTok or anything like that, I came up with vocal limbo, and this was actually before I actually did the Guinness record, and I'm like, how low can you go?
Yep.
And so then I said, well, I'll start from about C3 and then go to the end of the piano. And then, of course, I have my engineer Dave here, and we have sonograms set up, and so we know exactly, we have special mics and everything to capture it, because it's very difficult to to actually have equipment that records that low. Mm-hmm. And so I scaled down, and then I'm like, okay, well, how did I do there? And it's like, oh, G-sharp zero, because I'm usually, like, off the end of the scale, and then we have accurately had me scaled down all the way to 20 hertz at E0.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so it's really interesting, but having equipment that's trying to get that low is very difficult.
So you're better than the equipment then, in some cases?
Yeah, well, they actually need, we need to go to universities and get them involved if we want to actually see how low I can actually go,
mm-hmm.
because our stuff just is not available to us. It stops at the 20 hertz.
Yeah.
So we can kind of hear that I'm going lower, but we can't record it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you want to give it a shot? Or?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Go ahead. World record holder, Joy Chapman.
La, 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 la.
So that was an A0.
That's right. you drifted off there for a second, Joy, but you're back. That's good.
I know. Well, that's why it goes so low that it often doesn't pick up.
Right. So
when it goes that low, because depending on the equipment, it can't pick it up once I hit there.
So when did you discover that you were able to do that?
I was... Grade 2, they scaled me because I can go really high as well as really low.
Uh-huh.
But because they were always short on male singers, I always got put into the male section. So I always sang in choirs, alto, tenor, and bass.
Mm-hmm.
And then my niece has also got that gift, too. So I was working with her, and that's actually how it came up, was that because I said, well, I don't know how rare is it that a girl can keep scaling off the end of the piano, and I really don't know how low I can go. And so she started looking it up, and that's when she was like, oh, well, the record's only D2, and you start your singing at C2. So, you know, so because I had the record coming out and everything, I thought, well, might as well try for a Guinness World Record, since it was well within my abilities to do. So,
Yeah,
so I just thought, well, go for it. And, so that's kind of how it came about, because I just was doing it all the time, and my vocal teachers were always commenting, and they didn't actually like me going all the way down because it just freaked them out. So they were just like, no, we'll stop here. That's good.
I can see that that happened to a lot of people.
It gets disturbing.
It does.
So when I sing, because I can throw a male accent on the vocals, or I can do like a softer Tony Braxton, you know, Warm Ann Murray kind of texture, or I can sing it like a dude, and then it just, like, I have one on there on my, I think it's on my YouTube and in TikTok and stuff, where I'm doing like Josh Turner's Your Man, and It Ain't My Fault, the Brothers Osborne, and things like that. And like the Brothers Osborne, I asked Dave, my engineer manager, I was like, so do you want me to like do it more like a girl, or do you want me to, and he's like, no, just do it full on dude. So I literally sound like a guy, but it's just really disturbing, especially when you see me in person, because I'm like 5'1¾" and over 100 pounds, so I'm just a little tiny thing, you know. And then having that voice, it's like, and because I also, you don't hear me, like, I don't sound like I've got a low voice.
Right. No.
Because the girl that was one of the record holders, Helen Lehay, she and I became friends, and she actually helped me through the Guinness record. And so she has this very deep, I'm Helen Lehay, and I'm 31 years old. And it's like that, you know, so it's...
And that's her regular speaking voice.
That's right. That's her regular voice, yeah, but she's got the deep voice, and I don't. So it's so that's why. But you see, I can put it on.
Yeah, yeah, you can. I think that should be the next name, the name of your next album, Joy, Full On Dude. I like that.
Yeah, I know. It's well, and for country singing, I was actually thinking about creating a piece right now. I was working on that in my brain yesterday because country singers for girls, it's really hard right now, and they just want kind of guy songs and guy singers. So I'm like, well, maybe I should just, you know, kind of put myself out like a guy. And
that would be interesting. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, fool everybody. I could just, you know, put it under a little different name, you know, and Joe instead of Joy, you know, Joe Chapman. And
oh,
then,
sure.
You know. Yeah, and then just, you know, try to put that out there. That would be kind of fun.
you never know.
See if anybody notices.
Yeah, it'd be tough. It'd be tough to notice, I think.
Yeah. It's an interesting gift to have. Well, and then my Christmas song, Santa Claus Drank All My Beer Last Night, I put out in both the irregular voice and an elf voice. And some people think that I've computer generated it, and it's like, oh no, I can sing an elf. And I did 3-part elf harmony. And I'll tell you, the hardest thing is trying to think up low elf.
Yeah.
Like, does low elf sound like, it's like.
So, your mind never shuts off, Joy, or what? Is that?
No, my mind keeps going. Yeah. Cause yesterday it was a catch up on housework day and I'm just listening to stuff, and then my mind just starts writing tunes while I'm cleaning.
Yeah, that happens. What's the best way to get a hold of you on social media, Joy? How do we do that?
Joy Chapman Music, pretty much everything. JoyChapmanMusic.com. Joy Chapman Music is on TikTok. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Spotify, and all your usual streaming medias as well. And it is released in Nashville, or it's through all of the states. It's been released on the regular radio, so it's making the circuits there. We actually got, so far we're on Roots Radio Music Charts. We're at number 37 at the moment.
Nice.
Down there.
Nice.
And we're just starting to get our radio play here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So. We just started that in the last week or so, and so far nothing but positive results. Everybody's been super positive on it and getting all great first responses, and radio stations saying back, we love it, great track. Went number 5 in UK on a radio station there, and they're just like, yeah, bloody great track. And that one I sound more like Shania. So unfortunately, because I did tribute work, all of my whole album, I sound different on every different song. So
nice.
So you get a variety.
Good. Well, that's terrific, Joy. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again for sure.
Okay. Thanks so much, Cal. Really appreciate it.
Joy Chapman on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.